This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
The Gary Cantrell Podcast, another edition of Behind the song I was a part of, most likely sang on, had a part in writing, etc., etc. You get the point. And joining me again on this one, Cousin Larry. Hello, Cousin Larry.
Hello again, everybody. You're probably sick of seeing my fucking face.
Well, let me tell you what. Today on the podcast, we're going to do your worst mistake. This was another one that I wrote and brought to the band. This also appeared on the Swing for the Fences EP, which was fun. And I'm trying to remember the... I don't know that this song in particular was like about somebody. It was just more or less like a generality of... I'd have to hear the lyrics again to remember fully what it was about, but I don't think it was actually written about anybody specific, whereas some of the songs we did a few podcasts ago were obviously very person-specific, so...
I remember, I believe this is the last one we recorded. We recorded this last, I believe.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And this one was... I don't know. This one might almost be more fun than 6 months for me. I don't know.
This one was fun.
I just like the sound of this one a lot. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's cue it up. Let's see what we got. This is your worst mistake. Larry Mullins, everybody. Your bass is really strong in this one, by the way. I mean, I like that. I mean that in a good way. It's like this one, it seemed like it was more present in this song than any of the other songs. Like, it's just really like fucking.
It has that kind of slightly wet sound I like. Like a slightly twangy and wet sound.
Now, were you on a P bass or a jazz bass at this time? Do you remember? Or Stingray? Didn't you have like all three at some point?
Because it's better when it's wet.
Yeah,
just saying. that was the jazz bass.
That was the jazz bass. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you had all three. You had a jazz. You had a P bass, right? You had a Stingray. You had all these basses, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at that time, though.
Oh, not at that time. It came later. All right. So jazz bass on this one. Here we go. Well, there you go. You can tell right there a relationship that's gone wrong. Imagine that.
Go figure.
I like that little bass, little climb up. You do the doong-a-doonk, doong-a-doonk.
I had to change it up, man.
No, I love it. I think it's awesome. Fucking Chris right on that shit. I love it. This verse, very short.
It's like a very just like bob your head song. You
know? Oh yeah, definitely. This part right here actually inspired by Master of Puppets, the middle section where they quiet it down. Another Metallica thing. There you go.
But it fits, though.
It does fit. Boom.
remember we did our demo, and I remember playing it for the guys in Over, and I remember Seth telling us, like, hey, there needs to be, like, more distinguished between the two guitars, like,
right,
there needs to be, like, more lead, you know what I mean, like, there needs to be, like, some octave riffs here and there, so you can tell there's two guitars in the band,
right?
So we went for it in this one.
Oh yeah, we were all in on this one. Actually, one of my favorite parts coming up here, purely based on the fact that Ben threw some amazing effects in my vocals and didn't make it sound like I was shitting the bed. Thank you, Ben. Love this.
The one time you want to sound like you're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, sorry, go ahead, what were you gonna say?
That's like the one time, like, that effect sounds good just with how the song was. It just, like, it was meant to be there.
Yeah, by the way, I should have redid this vocal right here. The tail end of this part right here. So, I could have taken a breath and just punched in and did a little something better there, but it's all right. It's fine.
On that breakdown, there couldn't have been a better effect, though.
Yeah.
Your vocals.
True story. I like this little gang vocals. Does it make you feel better? I love that. We did a fade out here, and I wish to God we hadn't. I wish we would have had, like, an actual ending, because it just went on.
It just went on and on, and it just faded it out.
There's another minute here before it fades out. Like, it should have been fading out, like, right here, like... Here, I'll mix it myself right here. It should have, like, done like this, but here we are. We're still fucking here.
We're getting that studio time, man. We're, like, milking it.
Yeah. 30 more seconds of this shit. Come on.
Yeah, it should have faded out really. It should have faded out a lot quicker.
It should have faded out before the singing stopped.
Or it should have just came to a hard stop, like, just like before the breakdown.
I would have preferred a hard stop. Ben, you messed up. You done messed up, son. You should. Kidding. I would have ended it way before that. I would have, like, a minute and a fucking half ago. I would have click drag it little fade guy right there, and I may still do it. Believe me.
Just put them out of their misery.
Just put them out of their misery. We were just some long singing some bit. We're just like, man, we're just going to make this song 30 minutes long, baby. We're going to get that money. We're going to make it worth it.
I think too, like, we didn't know when to quit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was just like,
but it was fun.
Sometimes that's where we should have learned the valuable lesson. Less is more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you know what I mean by that.
100%.
We've grown musically enough to know that less is more.
Yes. Yes, 100%. Well, that's your worst mistake, and perhaps the worst mistake was not fading that thing out about $1.30 before it ended, but that's all right.
$1.30.
Yeah, it was fun. I had fun with it. It was was fun to record, and just this band in general was a lot of fun, so you know, that's really all I can say about it. You have anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
It was fun. I wish we could have done more shows, you know?
Yeah.
Because the shows we had where we were good, you know? Like that Providence Rec Center show when, you know, when somebody called me Eminem when I had my hair bleached.
Oh my God, yeah.
We did so good at that show, man. Like, we sounded so good.
That was probably our best show we did as that band.
Mm-hmm.
No BS.
We were, like, stage presence and everything. Like, we were all of us were moving around and everything, dude.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. Missed that.
Yep. Well, that is your worst mistake, and that's going to do it for this edition of Behind the Song. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Larry, for joining me, my friend, and we will talk to you guys again very soon.